Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Called Paul this morning and I said, look, he wrote the Sarah Palin article about her warning about the feds getting ready for civil war. And I said, do you know it's all over the authoritarian news that camouflages itself as liberal? The pinhead propagandist Winston Smiths, they're in the Ministry of Truth. Did you know that they're saying that there are no bullets? See, they've gone from just taking billions and looking at, a few hundred thousand here and saying, that's all there is. That's not that many bullets. Ignoring all the other purchases, lying by omission to their audience, and now they've just gone to, there are no bullets! It's insane! Yeah, that's in Politico, too, Paul. They all, rewrite some White House memo. I'm telling you, I've never seen such plagiarism. I don't know who the plagiarist is. Washington Post, AP, Politico, Slate, it's all the same thing. In some cases, the same sentences without attribution, just saying, there are no bullets, Paul. There aren't. It doesn't matter if the government's already responded why they bought $2 billion. It doesn't exist. You understand that, Paul? You want to apologize.
On the one hand, they say it's not happening. Then they say, well, yeah, they did buy all these bullets. Then on the one hand, they say, oh, it's to save money buying in bulk. And then on the other hand, they say, oh, it's just for training practice. And notice that none of them reported on the fact that a $2 million DHS contractor produced shooting targets of pregnant women, children, and gun owners. They were all quite reserved about
no
covering that.
No one's touched
story.
That, even though the company's confirmed it. It's admitted. Listen, you know we never fire the bat beam and ask Drudge to link to something, but Palin's big news. This could really wake up a lot of mainline conservatives here. We need to do an article where we break down the whole bullet hoax, leftist-run hoax against Palin. Because now that Slate and others are saying there are no bullets, I mean, that really discredits them, that she made it up. And they don't even show the anonymous letter. It's like, that was some guy made that up on the side of the road. It's all a huge story for over a year on Drudge. We broke it. And then they're acting like it doesn't exist, Paul.
And they also deny that the DHS preparing for civil unrest. We had the army documents where they openly said they're planning to shoot rioters in America. Then the DHS itself last year bought a bunch of body armor, admittedly because it was preparing for, quote, riots in America.
They're buying full auto, armored vehicles, heavy tanks being delivered. I mean, it is a mad buildup. And they're like, nothing's building up. Nothing. There's no bullets. That lets you know, folks, how much danger we're in.
Well, they're just regurgitating what the federal government told them. Last time I checked, that wasn't journalism. You have to actually investigate the claims.
And they're lying, Paul. Everyone knows about the bullets. It's like saying Los Angeles doesn't exist in Politico. That's how dumb they think. This is a scandal, Paul. This is a scandal. And they want to just get us used to it. You see all the articles, Drudge is crazy linking to this. There's no bullets. I mean, it has reached cuckoo level.
Another one says, it appears Palin is joining the conspiracy mongers. Growth in the tinfoil hat business could totally offset those pesky budget cuts. So now there's no bullets whatsoever. It's all a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. You can go on the Fed BizOps website and see what the DHS is buying.
$2 billion. $2 billion. We were wrong 2 weeks ago saying 1.75. $2 billion. But now $2 billion is the new zero, Winston. If I tell you $2 billion is zero, Winston Smith, it is. Are you saying that isn't the case? How many figures am I holding up, Paul?
Well, 2 + 2 = 5 to the mainstream media, I guess. It's just crazy. It's an insult to people's intelligence that they just regurgitate this crap and shovel it out every time.
But notice how we're not even freaking out, though. This is bald-faced, concerted lies saying Sarah Palin is an idiot. And going off an internet rumor, we've caught them in an absolute total fraud hoax. It's huge, and no one even cares. They got us used to it. No one even cares that Gibbs is like, yeah, we lie to you all the time. And MSNBC's like, ha, 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 oh, it's so funny. Let me tell you another one I told the idiots. I mean, that's what they think of people. You're like, hey, you're lying. Shut up, racist. Oh, you don't like being called racist? That's right, racist. Alex, you're racist because you say MSNBC lies. That's racist. Thank you, Paul Watson. Here comes Ted Nugent. Stay with us. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely excited to have the one, the only Ted Nugent joining us in a powerhouse interview. And the reason I know it's going to be a powerhouse, I had a chance to have him call into the Sunday weekend show, listening right here in Central Texas as he was driving. And then I had a chance to talk to him off air about some of the other topics he wanted to come on air and talk about. So a lot of this is going to be news breaking. His new tour, the Black Power Tour, is celebrating the fathers of rock and roll, incredible black Americans, and they're demonizing that in the media. I mean, there's nothing that Ted Nugent can't do right because he's pro-liberty, and the Marxist Decepticons are out there trying to divide and conquer this country. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how he's been persecuted by the feds. We're going to talk about how he's got one of the most popular ammo lines in the country. We're going to talk, most importantly, about taking America back. We've got him for the full hour. You want Ted Nugent? I had to do some serious begging, but we've got him. Uncle Ted, great to have you back with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. I feel welcome. Even when I'm not here, I feel that I'm represented accurately by you. So on behalf of working hard, playing hard, logic America, thank you.
Wow, where should we start? You heard some of the topics I threw out. Well, where should we begin? Let's talk about your big rock and roll tour coming up and the media trying to lie to people.
Well, you know, for the last, I think this is my 55th year touring, something like that. I started back in Detroit in the 1950s. My band won the Battle of the Bands. We actually opened up for the Supremes in the Bolt Brummels at the brand new Cobo Hall back in 1962 or 63.
Wow.
And I just don't have any white musical influences. I thought Pat Boone was weird, and I thought Little Richard was God. You know what I mean?
Me too, yeah.
So when I heard you reference the Ultimate Love songs yesterday, Free For All and Dog Eat Dog and Stranglehold, I mean, my music has a life of its own. Really, after 50 years of touring, the audiences still are so intense and passionate and high energy. And let's morph into when I discovered the culture war. You know, this tour is called Ted Nugent Black Power 2013 because I'm bringing forth the celebration that there really is a black thing. And the black thing that inspired me from the very beginning was James Brown's work ethic, Little Richard's work ethic, Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley's, their work ethic. You can't become the fathers, the gods of thunder of rhythm and blues and rock and roll unless you really put your nose to the grindstone and you work your ass off. My dad and mom forced us kids to do that. That was the battle cry of the American dream in the 1950s and 1960s until the beatniks turned into the drooling, puking, idiot hippies. And I was always attacked in the media, even the beginning when I was just a teenager, because I was a hunter, because I ate venison, and I carried a gun, and I believed in self-defense. And this new curse of leftism, this Mao Tse-Tung ugliness was metastasizing across America. So at first, Alex, when I did these interviews, and they would attack me because I spent the weekend at the shooting range with my dad, or I spent the weekend with my family up north deer hunting, I like squinted and furrowed my brow and went, wait a minute, you're condemning what is obviously perfect. Self-defense is perfect.
So you woke up early on just because you were being yourself and being demonized. And I want to ask you this question and then continue along the line and what the media is saying about your Black Power tour, because they want to create division. They can't have us come together.
Always, yeah.
But it's so incredibly simple that this country was founded on the Second Amendment, but they try to act like it's so incredibly alien. I'm tired of calling them liberals or even leftists, even though that's as they're known. These are, as you said, Maoists. These are hardcore authoritarian pigs who know they're authoritarian pigs. They're not environmentalist wackos. They're not ignorant. They're not stupid. They're criminals that want to run our lives and make us their slaves.
Boy, I couldn't have said it better. They really are criminals. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton refusing to provide security on the anniversary of 9/11 in some of the most dangerous areas in the world, and then getting upset because we asked her why, or that the Attorney General is running guns to Mexican drug gangs and trying to blame mom-and-pop gun shops for the criminality of his directive and his program. It really is like, I don't know if it's one flew over the cuckoo's nest, Soylent Green, or Planet of the Apes, but the insanity running amok in this country right now can only be described as evil people with an evil agenda. I am sick and tired. I figured right way back in the 1970s, when people go, well, they're well-intentioned, but they're misinformed. That's not true at all. Their intentions are evil, and they know exactly what we're doing. May I quote Nancy? You don't have to read this. You need to sign it, Pelosi.
Yes.
Can you get any more anti-American and anti-Constitution, anti-we the people than that insanity?
No, you can't. And I apologize for interrupting you and getting you off into the tyrants. I just want to, you are so prominent and know so many other prominent people. I think it's time to start a campaign to say, we're really the liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal saying more freedom. George Washington was a liberal, meaning more freedom. I think they've stolen the term liberal or even progressive, saying let's build our country up. It's time to call them what they are, a cult, a gang of criminals that want a managed, organized economy controlled by them and their cronies, and that they have basically occupied this country, and there's no living with them. We either take this country back and win the war, or we're going to be slaves. No more win the battles and just let the enemy keep launching attacks. It's time to go on the total total offense, as the gun manufacturers are doing, as you're doing, as I'm doing. That's why they're scared of us. Let's talk about Ted Nugent taking America and then the world back. How do we get on the offense? And do you agree there's no more quarter? They're not giving us quarter. We either take it all back or we're going to lose.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I think it can best be framed in the caller that you took the other day when I dropped my cell signal. And I think it was Doug, a cross-country trucker, who said he was proud that Ted came over to our side. Alex, are you kidding me? Talking about clueless. Now, with all due respect, especially to my good trucking buddies who use a power service diesel additive, but can you believe that that kind of ignorance exists, that people are unaware that in the Rolling Stone cover story, on the cover of Rolling Stone with a Walter PPK that I actually had on me in New York City during the photo shoot, celebrating the Second Amendment for the entire front page feature story in Rolling Stone magazine in 1978. If you go back to my interviews in 1968, 1965, I have always promoted and celebrated, never defended the obvious and unambiguous right to keep and bear arms. I have been on the front line. That's why the left and the media, and what you could, you're accurately identifying as the cult of denial. When you have a Valerie Jarrett, who is the communications czar for the president, who actually publicly quotes Mao Zedong, are you kidding me? So I have been on the front line. So the answer to the big question, how do we take our country back? How do we get on the offensive? All you have to do is study what you and I do. Study what I've done since the 1960s. You never apologize. You take the beast face-to-face, hand-to-hand, close-quarter combat with the evidence from history that when there's power abuse like President Obama and Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton and all the czars and all his communist buddies, when they abuse the power and they create such a depth of corruption, if we don't communicate adamantly, firmly and politely, but consistently with our elected officials, every chance we get, which we have to make the opportunity every week, and demand accountability. Here's it in a nutshell. Look in a person's eye. Ask them, what do you believe about the death tax? Do you believe that the government can steal from families after-tax savings when mom or dad die? Do you believe the government can steal after-tax savings from a family and that should be the law of the land? Because if the person says, yes, I believe in it, you're looking at the enemy of freedom, the enemy of America, and a thief. If a person wants to get rid of the death tax, if you want to compromise gun rights, you're looking at the enemy. We don't need to, no more compromise. When I was on Capitol Hill last week for the, or recently for the State of the Union address, I shook every Republican's hand and I wouldn't let go, and I tried to shake it like Chesty Puller, looked him in the eye and went, quit with the compromise. We have compromised ourselves into a corner of communism. Cut it out.
And that's why the Republicans haven't been getting the support they were getting, because they clearly have been selling out on every front, and now we've heard this hoax of, oh, Obama has a mandate, we need to become socialists so we can win. There's no point in having a Republican Party if they become the Democratic Party. And so how do we hold their feet to the fire and point out that people that are quoting Mao Zedong, the greatest murderer, mass murderer in history, are, as you said, the enemy? I mean, my God, it's so simple if you're informed.
Well, again, communication. Again, I have been fighting this fight in the most aggressive fashion I possibly can. My wife constantly shakes her finger and goes, "Calm down. This isn't. You're not the only one taking this battle to the enemy." And I go, "You know, sometimes I think I am. Sometimes I'll contact an elected official, and they act like I'm bringing up some strange concept that the Second Amendment, by any honest scrutiny, that the existence of the Second Amendment is my concealed weapons permit, period."
And again, people say, well, why are you so obsessed with guns? It's the canary in the coal mine in hundreds of other countries just in the last century. When they come for those, look out. And look, they're going after every other right. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Ted Nugent. He needs no introduction. TedNugent.com. And I want to get more into this tour and how the media is trying to demonize it, too. I just find that intriguing. We're going to get into how he's been persecuted, because, believe me, I've gone through some of this, too. This is serious, folks. You've got to support the First Amendment or we lose everything. Ted Nugent, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Thank you for joining us. You know, I'm going to be honest here. If it sounds like I am in awe sometimes of Ted Nugent, it's because I am. Because I take it personal when people are trying to take our little ranch we've had since Texas independence, because under the estate tax, we won't be able to keep it. In fact, it used to be a lot bigger. It's, most of it's been sold off because of estate taxes the last 50 years when grandparents and people die. When they're trying to take my guns, and I know it's because they're authoritarians, I've read the UN treaty debates where they admit it's about a monopoly of power of the government. I take it personal. When Piers Morgan lies and says, I don't want all your guns, when Obama and all the rest of them have been on record saying they want the abolition of civilian ownership of firearms, it makes me mad. But I know they're following a blueprint of disarmament and then talking to me like I'm stupid and telling me, oh, no, you're just a conspiracy theorist. It makes me angry. And I see somebody like Ted Nugent hard charging 7 days a week, because I follow the media, out there standing up for liberty for all of us, knowing if they take the Second Amendment, if they're that bold, they're going to take everything. To know that Obamacare was written to raise taxes on poor people and to screw them and to bring in socialism and death panels. Thank God Ted Nugent's upset. And listen, people say, Alex, why are you so upset? Because I'm tired of playing games. I'm tired of living in denial. This is real for me. It isn't like I'm some libertarian conservative on the air, constitutionalist, because you know, that's a nice niche or something. It's my business plan. Okay? I believe in liberty. It's what made America great. And the fact that there aren't more people like Alex Jones and Ted Nugent is the problem. You're either on offense or you're getting screwed. And the tyrants are running wild because they think we're a bunch of sheep. Okay? And this country's on the edge of civil war. A few days ago, I had Ron Paul on. He said, yes, it'll cause a civil war if they come for the guns. Folks, it will. There are a large percentage of gun owners that are ready for war. I got a family, folks. I don't want this to happen. But damn it, I'm not going to back off either. Ted Nugent, this is a short segment, but on the subject of where this country is going, this isn't Russia or Germany. The tyrants need to know that the Second Amendment, like a time bomb, has been planted for them. And the fact that they're going after our Second Amendment has alerted the people of this country and the world. And I want the Marxist scum to know that they're going to lose this fight if they start it. Now, so what do you say about waking up and being alive? I know you've been alive and awake forever because of where you came from, but what do you say to those that are in a damn coma?
Well, first of all, the prognosis is improving every day, Alex. I'm sure you see it from your callers and the people you hang out with, especially here in the great Republic of Texas. You know, if you met my kids, my grandkids, my wife, Jermaine, my brothers, my sister, all my hunting buddies, the production team for our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild, our Sunrise Safaris guys, all the people that we hunt with, and we do all the charity work with all the children's charity, just working hard, playing hard America, where a few years ago they might have rolled their eyes when I said you shouldn't give up Saturday night specials and that there's no such thing as cop killer bullets and that none of these guns are assault weapons. They rolled their eyes because they didn't understand. They were ignorant. Now all of a sudden they're going, boy, you were right. You were absolutely right. I see where this guy got in trouble because his gun had a collapsible stock in New Jersey, or where this hero of the military was thrown in prison in Washington, D.C. because he was legally transporting his legally owned firearms from one state to the other. So this is a big wake-up call. As I said the other day, we should thank God Almighty that he sent Piers Morgan to be our foil. I mean,
yeah.
This guy is too easy to beat. This guy is too easy to decapitate with his fantasy and his British cult of denial. All you have to do, like you do and I do and everybody else I've seen lately, though we'll talk about the effectiveness of various individuals in a second, but the evidence is 100% on our side. And if we are aware of that evidence and we know how to bring it to the argument, bring it to the so-called debate, as you did and I did, and more people are learning to do. You know, we got a hero at the NRA, Chris Cox. Wayne LaPierre is getting better all the time when it comes to standing up for what right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed stands for. So the prognosis is increasing and getting better slowly but surely. But I think, like we should thank God that Piers Morgan was sent down, I think we have to thank God that he sent Barack Obama, because this guy is so destined to destroy everything good about America. His policies, his scam, his lying, his deceit, his state of the the Union is campaigning, smart people who love to hear flowery, desirable speech are starting to realize the guy's a scam artist. And he is so arrogant in his scamming that it's become very apparent now.
Let's come back and talk about that in a long segment coming up. The one, the only, Ted Nugent, TedNugent.com. Get the news, the tour, the bullets, the ammo, everything at TedNugent.com. I'm jealous of that website. Man, look at that. TedNugent.com. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Ask you believe in the American dream. Ask you believe you can hear me scream. If you're alive, still on fire. I defy, you ain't no lie.
I still believe. It was like a crime to turn down a Ted Nugent song. Whenever I'm in the car, Stranglehold, probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest. Yeah, I gotta ask you here, before we get back into the news and some really hardcore stuff, how did you come up with Stranglehold? I mean, were you channeling, the Almighty or something? I mean, that song is so perfect. How did you do that, Ted Nugent?
It is a powerful lick. You should see it from where I'm sitting. when I play that lick every night, my bands too, Alex, I've got to give a big salute to the greasiest, blackest gods of thunder in the world. Mick Brown on drums, Greg Smith on bass guitar, and Derek St. Holmes on vocals and guitar. I have every guitar player's dream, every concert, every song, every audience. This year we're going on the tour, and with Styx and Ario Speedwagon, we call the tour Ted Nugent Black Power because we're inspired. The Stranglehold lick is a variation of all those black heroes, whether Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, James Brown, Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, Stax Volt, all things Motown and Funk Brothers. There's a grind factor that I was weaned on as a little kid in Detroit. And when I pick up, I can go across the room right now and grab one of my guitars, and they're all plugged into amplifiers right now, and I can just pick it up and whip out a lick that would make you grind like an animal during the rut.
Oh.
I've been clean and sober for 64 years, and when you're clean and sober, you really tune in when you get to jam with Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and play with B.B. King. Are you kidding me? You pick up, you kind of sponge the essence of that soul. And let's identify what that black music ultimately represented in its origins. Defiance. Defiance against slavery. Defiance against oppression. Defiance against your own black people shackling you and selling you as a slave. That's where that unbelievable James Brown work ethic came from. They all rose up and went, yeah, you think you can keep me down? Well, listen to this, mother, and I'm going to play some licks that everybody's going to dance to, and that's what we do to this day. So I'm very inspired by freedom, that uppity black spirit of my original inspirations, and we pay homage to it every night on stage, and I name them by name, and I've been doing it for 50 years.
And by the way, you mentioned this to me earlier, but I just punched it in. Black Power, Ted Nugent. The media is freaking out. You've been saying this for 40-something years,
yeah,
that this is what inspires you, your band, all of it. But the so-called left, the tyrants, who say you don't like socialism, don't like gun control, it's racism, has no connection to reality, not even any facts. They just throw the word out there. They're the real race pimps. Margaret Sanger saying we've got to become liberals and take over to abort the black babies. What do you say to the media freaking out over your Black Power 2013. I mean, from my research, the so-called left are really the proto-Nazis. The left in America and England created the eugenics that Hitler picked up. The truth is they claim that they're the anti-racist because they're the racist.
Well, I think the biggest racist in the world would either be President Obama. I mean, when you say Trayvon Martin could have been my son. Well, with all due respect, Mr. President, Brian Perry could have been my son. And your Eric Holder sold the guns to the gangs that killed him. Try that on for size. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan. Number one cause of black death in America? Not the subhuman Ku Klux Klan. Black Americans kill more black Americans on a weekly basis than the Klan ever did in a year.
It's incredible. And then
it really is incredible.
And then you can't even have a tour paying homage to your music roots. It just shows how sick these people are. They never want people to really come together under freedom. Now, expanding on this, you mentioned the fact that the NRA is getting on the offense. When we have the memos that they want to confiscate our guns, when it's on record, you use the truth to defeat them. And during the break, we were talking, you described as Republicans are more worried about adjusting their tie than actually, being patriots. Expand on that. I mean, look, it's time to stop debating all their fake arguments about the children. They want our guns because they want a monopoly of power. And I think that's the key to the offense, is pointing that out.
Well, when I criticize the failures of the GOP, only the guilty need to feel guilty. We have some incredible leaders in this country right now, especially, which is why I'm a Texan. I came to Texas 10 years ago because the wonderful, glorious work epicenter of Detroit that I grew up in turned into the hell zone of pimps, whores, and welfare brats because of liberal Democrats like Mayor Coleman Young and Mayor Kwame Kirkpatrick and Jennifer Granholm. So I came to Texas where we have genuine statesmen, genuine patriots who understand they serve we the people and the U.S. Constitution. Governor Perry is the best governor in America. Greg Abbott is the best attorney general in America. Cruz, John Cronin. There's so many great, great constitutional representatives here in Texas. And John Thune in South Dakota, Mike Rogers up in Michigan, even Scott Walker now in Wisconsin. We see an improvement, a return to the common sense.
The exactly. So let me ask you this.
In their guiding light that they have to make an oath to become elected officials, and that's the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So the once again, and I can't repeat this often enough, so many people who set their alarm clocks and bust their ass to be the best that they can be, they work, they make ends meet, they save for a rainy day, they demand accountability and productivity by their sons and everybody in their family. That's how the Nugent family operates. That's how the Alex Jones family operates. But a lot of those people don't vote. A lot of those people don't communicate. They don't even know who their senator or their congressman is. So we, the people who want upgrade and a return to a U.S. constitutionally driven America, we have got to communicate with our elected officials, because that some of the elected officials that I just named by name, there are some of those in every state, even California, New Jersey, and New York, and Illinois. They got these people, but they don't hear from us. So until you are an actual participant in the sacred experiment self-government, I'd like to thank you for nothing.
I agree with you. And look at the areas like Chicago and L.A. and the areas that these authoritarians that call themselves liberals are in control. They bankrupt and destroy every city, every county, every state, every country they run, because they are con artist criminals. And again, it's time for us to stop apologizing about the fact that we're right. It's time for us to stand up and call these crooks out. And that's why they say, oh, you're discredited yelling at Piers Morgan or Ted Nugent, you know, told him get off people's backs and shut the hell up. And you know that you're basically full of crap. Oh, Ted's discredited. No, we're the only people waking people up out of their coma. And the fact that the so-called left is saying don't get angry, that shows they're scared of us getting angry.
Absolutely. And you got to admit, Alex, I wish I could name all of them, but everybody's got a different role and everybody's got a different style and a different approach. But you really have to hand it to, whether you like it or not, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and so many of these guys out there that are, and Laura Ingraham and Monica Crowley. I mean, so many of our side now have more and more of a voice, and they are wielding the crowbar more than just the sweetie pie attitude that has opened the door for the tyrants to crush us to this degree. So, yes, it's time to get tough. It doesn't mean you have to start punching or shooting, but you have to escalate the debate so that the enemy can't control things. I've been in every media. I do media every day, and anybody that has ever messed with me has lost, because I have all the evidence to support what I stand for, because I stand for the self-evident truth and being the best that you can be. And if you want to find out where Obama is taking America, check out his home gangster acorn hell of Chicago. Chicago has been run by Democrats forever. They're either all in prison or they're encouraging the shooting of their citizens. They have a gun-free zone where more innocent lives are lost every day than in any high carrying and concealed weapon jurisdiction in this country. And they won't admit it. They keep doing the same thing, claiming they want different results. That is not only disingenuous, that is rotten to the core. They hate freedom, and they love abuse of power.
They do, and that's why they're scared of us waking up out of our coma. Ted Nugent joins us, TedNugent.com. If you're just now tuning in again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Ted, where do you think America will be if people don't stand up and don't take action, which is starting to happen? But if people don't stand up and really get in the face of this tyranny and back it off, because by getting aggressive politically with the First Amendment, we won't have to use the Second. But what is your concern? Because, again, as I said earlier, I had Ron Paul on a few days ago, and he's concerned about civil war. It appears to a lot of sociologists and people that study this that the leftists want to start some type of conflict and then brand the Patriots as the Homeland Security documents under Obama's state, that Al-Qaeda is not the threat. Now it's gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans. They're clearly trying to brand it. An article came out yesterday where Homeland Security is buying drones, and in the training video, they're going around looking for people selling guns to their neighbors. So we see that the Patriot American is the new target of Homeland Security. What can you say about that and how it segues into some of the persecution you've gone through? Tell us what's been happening to you the last few months.
Well, gee, there's so many issues there. Number one, thank you for bringing these things up, because now people can Google and they go to your website. And if you go to TedNugent.com, I would welcome you. I would love to have you part of our TedNugent.com talkback. We have some hardcore, gung-ho, great American families on my talkback on my website, and we get all this latest update too, and we make sure that we review it. We got people inside the deepest security in the United States government that are on my talkback. We have friends in most federal agencies and in every department of every political activity in every state, and we're looking with a genuine spirit of concern and a genuine duty to participate as we the people, to ask questions and demand answers. And we got this far down the totem pole. We've gotten this bad off, and we've been abused, and the corruption has gotten this outrageous because so many Americans were disengaged. They bent over, and they couldn't believe that a government would hurt someone. I'll never forget the interview with the lady who was in Rwanda checking out some guerrillas or something. And I mean the real guerrillas, not the guerrilla fighters. The guerrillas in the mist. And she was crying because the gangsters in Rwanda had attacked their bus and killed everybody. She actually went, "I can't believe that a human being would intentionally hurt another human being." Really? Really?
It's so naive.
That kind of brain-dead soullessness has horribly taken place and taken root and metastasized here in America. So I know about the drones. I know about the militarization of law enforcement. But I'm not going to guess what might happen if Obama's dream of tyranny comes true. I believe that more and more people are waking up. I believe that more and more people are communicating these serious issues about accountability and what happened in Benghazi and Fast and Furious, the crime of Obamacare, the abuse of power and the corruption, the absolute proven lies of every word out of this president's mouth at the last State of the Union address. I believe that we are going to vote these bastards out, that we're going to demand accountability like they did in the ultra-liberal hell zone of Michigan with the Governor Rick Snyder. Now we've got a Republican. He's not a conservative, but he's way better than Jennifer Granholm. Scott Walker, huge upgrade in Wisconsin. I travel and I still rock and roll, and my tour will take me to every state and every major city across America again, 50 years in a row now. And when I communicate with people, Alex, I'm here to bring great, great upgrade to your attention. People are waking up, and we are going to take this country back at the voting booth. That's how we're going to do it.
Well, listen, I'm not bragging about this. Well, when I tell these stories, it's because it's important for people to know. I can now go anywhere in the country and can't walk 10 feet down a street without listeners stopping. And I'm just, you know, a little guy in all this over the years. And I went to a restaurant in Wimberley, Texas, Saturday, and there were only about 10 tables. And almost every table came over and wanted photos and were listeners. And I know you get the same response. It's what you're saying. It's exponential how many people are awake of every race, color, and creed. It's exciting. And I think the key to all this is saying, look, they want our guns to enslave us. They're liars. They're tyrants. Just calling it like it is. People are so hungry for that. And if we just go past the hoax that, oh, we're supposed to stand down and compromise, the other side never gives in. They just tell us to compromise, and then, as you said, we bend over. But let's talk about this. I talked to you off air when you called in on the Sunday show. You said, oh, man, next time I come on, I'll tell you about the crap I've been going through. I think it's important to talk about how they spun what you said and some of the things you, you know, that have happened to you and how they're trying to go after you. Because if they can take down Ted Nugent, somebody who's actually alive, whose heart is beating, and if they can demonize that, if we don't stand behind Ted Nugent, even if people don't 100% agree with you out there, they've got to stand behind you in the First Amendment, because if they can take you down, kind of the guy up there on the point, I mean, Second Amendment, you think of Ted Nugent and George Washington, and then down the road, maybe Alex Jones and Ron Paul and the NRA. But, I mean, let's say it. You're Mr. Second Amendment. I mean, buddy, I know you got the Second Amendment, but I hope you got bodyguards. You really are front and center. Have you realized that?
Yes, I have. Over the years, I realized that when it comes to absolutely defining the God-given right to keep and bear arms, I've been on the forefront forever, and now people are realizing that the reason I'm considered an extremist and a zealot is because the concept of having a free people was very extreme in 1775.
Yeah, the system demonizes the founders. Yeah. The system demonizes the founders. So I'm saying, you're Mr. Second Amendment. Tell us about the persecution.
Well, you know, I've been a hunter my whole life. My dad raised me to be law-abiding. I've been a sheriff deputy for over 34 years now. I conduct federal raids here in Texas with the FBI, the ATF, the DEA, the Texas Rangers, and the federal marshals. I've been very active, hands-on in law enforcement for over 30 years now. My point being is that you don't become a sheriff deputy. You're not invited on federal, you know, fugitive felony raids if you're a questionable guy. You have to prove yourself. And I proved myself during my training, and I've proven myself during these raids. Well, I'm solidly in the asset column, but I've always been a legal hunter. My dad said, you don't dare break a law. I've never hunted out of season with the wrong weapon. I've always bought every tag and every license and every permit and really watched my P's and Q's. Well, a number of years ago, I was hunting in California, and our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild show on Outdoor Channel has been the number one show, outdoor hunting show, for over 26 years now. Every year, we become the viewer's favorite because I do it honestly. I do it documentary style, real down-to-earth, natural, organic, killing your own food. I don't play games, and I don't apologize. Well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been so infested with anti-hunting, anti-wildlife, anti-Ted Nugent idiots, that in California, hunting in an apple orchard on our TV show on Spirit of the Wild, we showed it on the air. I had bought my licenses and double-checked all the legalities with the director of California Fish and Game, James Fong. Long story short, after the show aired, U.S. Fish and Wildlife jackbooted thugs, subhuman punks, had a 36-man, guns-drawn, pre-dawn raid on my three hunting buddies' homes in California based on the allegation, equal to a jaywalking ticket, that I was hunting over bait. Alex, they kicked down doors, they confiscated guns and bows and video cameras and telephones and computers, photographs.
Oh.
They abused these poor families, 100% law-abiding, never broke a law in their lives, upstanding members of the community, and then they ran and they tried to charge me with felonies, claiming that somehow in the apple orchard I had placed a bait, which they did all kinds of forensic soil sample tests, and they came up with nothing. But because the allegations were such a scam, it was such a trumped-up railroad witch hunt that the attorneys in California said I could beat it, no question, but it would cost me between $250,000. And remember, a jackbooted 36-man, guns-drawn, pre-dawn raid based on a jaywalking ticket.
It just shows what crazy authoritarians they are, and how they use regulations to harass people, but then exempt themselves when Obama's given $500 million to his buddies to a fake energy company. It is so amazing to watch China build three new coal power plants a week, but we're having them shut down when they're clean burning. They want this country bankrupted to make us dependent on them. And, you know, even on our little ranch In East Texas, we've been hunting out there, and this is a county where you know, my grandfather was the tax assessor and stuff, and now, oh, we're, you know, we're here to search everything you're doing here on your ranch because you've got hunters out here under a federal grant. And we found out they were harassing people everywhere, old families who have no criminal records. And it's all about government basically pissing on us to let us know, hey, you're a criminal, government is God. And it just really lights a fire under my butt to just fight that much harder.
Well, and let me tell you, I've got some great friends in U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And I'm not saying friends because, you know, I'm a schmooze with them. It's because we are dedicated to conservation. So I salute the genuine and law-abiding federal agents of every agency out there. But I hope the ones that are guilty are pissed off when they hear me talk about that. Because if you're angry at what I'm saying, that would be guilt. Because there are jackbooted thugs.
Well, the SWAT team raid is meant to chill and intimidate everybody into lying about you to throw Ted Nugent in jail. Because if they can get Ted Nugent, they can get everybody else after that.
And they tried it with my buddies. They actually reached it. Well, here's the clincher. These subhuman punks, jackbooted punks, kicked down the wrong door. And I don't know if you know anything about search warrants, but I've actually participated in a number of search warrants as the searcher. You've got to have every description of that domicile. You've got to have the color of brick. You have to have the color of the siding. You have to have the street numbers and how big and which way they face. You have to identify neighbors' homes. Well, these subhuman punks kicked down the wrong door and held an old widow at gunpoint.
Incredible.
Ted Nugent stuff. She never even heard of me.
Probably the only person who hadn't. Again, this is what's so crazy about it, is that they just continue to get crazier and crazier, just like when you read the Declaration of Independence, Ted Nugent, is it not like a mirror of what we're seeing unfold now?
Absolutely. And once I've said it over and over again, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, if I was dropped here naked in the year 4, I could have written down all those points. Even not being the victim of tyranny and oppression, I know what freedom is. It's how God designed us to be self-sufficient, rugged individualism, to pursue our individual dreams, to be an asset to the people around us.
Self-evident.
The environment that provides us soil and air and water and food and clothing and shelter. These are self-evident truths that our founding fathers wrote down because we wanted to send George a big middle finger message. Don't tread on me. Here's what we didn't get under King George, and here's what we're going to demand. And if you try to take any of this away from us, we will meet you at Concord Bridge, and we will blow your guts out.
And they try to demonize you for that, but that's self-evident right to not be a slave. All the Bill of Rights, the Constitution does is point out what's already there. And I loved how they tried to spin, you know, what you said about Obama. Do you have any comments on that?
Are you talking about the time my friends from the Secret Service came and visited me?
Yes.
Yes. It's just, you don't think I'm having any fun here, do you? I got to tell you, I wasn't there when Richard Pryor's afro caught on fire, which was the highlight of comedy in the history of humankind. But I get such a kick out of the media just doing somersaults in their own excrement, trying to attribute quotes to me that never came out of my mouth. And nowadays, of course, everything is on film, and there's recorded records of everything that comes out of my mouth, yet they still lie through their teeth. So it was a pleasant experience, but again, if you're going to take on the devil, you have got to be prepared for the devil's gang to misrepresent, to lie, to obfuscate, to literally go crazy trying to attribute something to you that never took place. So all I can tell you about my experience with the Secret Service, number one, I trained with them here in Texas, and I trained with them around the country. They're actually part of the President Bush's personal counter-assault team, and they trained on my ranch up here near Waco, Texas. So I knew these guys, and they knew what I was made out of. And let me tell you what the bottom line is. The Secret Service, having to waste their time investigating Ted, law-abiding asset to your fellow man America, they were absolutely ashamed of themselves. But they had to do it because Barbara former boxer Diane Feinstein and Sheila Jackson Lee. And
hold on one more second.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.